Ain't nobody can bang. What is up, everybody? Simon here.
It's Harry.
Once again, Banter Zone. Episode six now. Still going. They still haven't missed one, surprisingly.
Yeah.
A little bit tough when it's minus 30 out and we gotta make the trek all the way down south and stuff, but
We should be used to this. We live in Calgary.
I know. Hate it anyway, but still.
Winter's not even over yet. We got another month. But
this is awful.
Hey, it's okay with me. Well, we had a busy week.
Lots. Big thing, I guess. Last episode, Harry called out Carducci and reached out to Marco, and Marco is up for the challenge.
I can't wait. So, he manned up, now I gotta be a man.
Yeah, this is gonna be look bad, because me and Harry are both gonna be taking shots on him. This is gonna be. I just hope he doesn't make us look too bad.
No.
That's all I'm worried about.
It's okay, though. Bring it.
Yeah, let's go.
Go on with zero confidence and come out with him.
Yeah.
I don't know what the word I'm looking for. Go for big with big confidence, come out winning.
Man, up sky and
a few. Oh, yeah. But those are practice shots.
Yeah, that are not going to be shown.
No.
Well, I do the editing, so Harry's are going to be shown, but mine isn't. I'm going to look like five straight. Boom, goals. Harry, no.
I'm going to look like a doofus.
No, I gotta. I will be honest about it because it's gonna be funny too. So.
No, we're not. No, I gotta make you can't look that bad. Look,
yeah, exactly. All right, so we'll get right back to I guess last Monday we had a Premier League on Monday
EPL game. Monday Chelsea versus West Brom.
I seem to always be playing on Mondays for some reason though.
Yeah, right? I'm not too sure why.
They lost to Watford last week on Monday. Now they're playing again on Monday. Yeah, but at least this time they won.
Yeah, that's true. Hazard potted a couple, which is good.
Giroud getting involved early in the game.
Yeah.
Nice to see him, you know, playing his role a little bit. He was pulling players off of Hazard and giving them more space. So he was causing havoc there, and he did well out there.
Yeah, he did well. And Hazard did well to a certain extent. Like, this is his 11th goal.
He's crazy. He's lights out right now again.
10th and 11th goals scored on Monday.
Yeah.
That's just for the Premier League. We're not talking about anything else, but that's EPL.
Yeah, Victor Moses with the other goal. West Brom had a couple chances, but early chances, but Chelsea just
slowly fizzled away, though. Tuesday, we got some
Champions.
Oh, I gotta love it. I love Champions League.
I missed it. It's so, I love Champions League football.
There's nothing, I gotta say, there's nothing that beats it, but it's a tough.
It's tough, yeah. It's up there. Like, it's.
You see the best of the best come down, and you're just, how do you complain with that?
Yeah, I mean, you see the game Juventus and Tottenham. I kind of expected a good game, but I didn't think it was going to start out the way it did. And
no.
Juventus just, like, ran at Tottenham right away early. Two goals in the first 8 minutes.
Yes. What was the first goal? 2 minutes in.
Yeah, just under the 2 minute mark. It was ridiculous. Higuain it was a cross that came in over his shoulder and he just volleyed it before it hit the ground. He put it far post.
It was great. It was gorgeous to see.
It was a nice finish. He got the second one as well, didn't he?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah.
And then did we already touch base? Harry Kane scoring 35th minute.
Yeah, that guy's just, it doesn't matter what stage you put him on, he's scoring goals. Now, if you can only go into the World Cup and do that for England, you're looking okay.
I don't know what it is. It's almost like we're cursed when it comes down to that.
Yeah.
The guys who put up all the points, they're just not there.
No, but even, like, you look at guys like Henri. Even Henri couldn't shine at an international stage, but he's so good.
Too much
maybe
pressure?
Maybe the EPL does that. Maybe the EPL does that. No breaks, maybe it's harder on the players. They're more worn out come season. Like the Bundesliga, they get a month off at Christmas.
Yeah.
French get time off. But Premier League doesn't.
No.
So maybe they're just beat up.
They're just mules. They go.
Yeah, they work. Boxing Day games. Like, I like watching the Boxing Day games, but I can't imagine having to play one. That'd be rough.
No.
And then, of course, the Tuesdays, I'd say this one was, I mean, kind of expected.
What's that? The City Basel game?
Yeah. City Basel, I did.
4-0. It's rough. Spanking. Once again. I don't know. Somebody's going to.
Yeah, Aguero's first goal was about 13 minutes in.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Bernardo Silva with the second one. It was like 4 minutes later.
Somebody's potted two goals that game.
Yeah. And then the fourth goal was Gundogan or Wondowin or whatever the hell you
call
him.
I did not say that goal because I couldn't pronounce his name. I'm like staring at my laptop. I'm like,
I've heard it Gundogan. I've heard it Wondowin. Gundogan. So, whatever. Gandalf,
the goal great. Scorer. But he did put two goals in that game. That was two for him.
But still a nice goal from outside the box. Curled one. And he's got a great shot from outside the box. Those guys like to cut in from the left side. Right, and then bend it into the top corner.
Put it in there. Yeah, no, it was a good game there.
Yeah.
What else happened on that day?
That was it for Tuesday.
Oh, Wednesday. Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Hope everybody took care of their women.
The best part about Valentine's Day this year was the Real Madrid PSG game.
I'm sorry for any viewers and listeners out there.
He's been waiting like all week to just...
We had our conversations throughout the week, and you shut me down earlier this week before we shot this video.
They're getting heated at times.
It got extremely heated. Yeah.
Even though we're both Ronaldo fans, we're arguing separate points of the matter.
Okay, the guy scored two goals. Again. You understand
that? He's always lights out in Champions League. Real Madrid are like, they're just kind of shit in the bed in La Liga, and then all of a sudden Champions League, they're lights out again. But back-to-back champions, what do you expect? They just seem to pull it together always at Champions League.
He's sitting at 29 goals right now. This is for all leagues.
And he's only a few back of Messi.
To be exact, from Messi, he is 9 goals behind Messi.
And he's...
9.
And how many games... He's played quite a few...
Oh, he's played a bunch so far.
I think 6 less games or something like that. That's what it was at. But yeah.
But my point is, Ronaldo's not done.
I said he's on his way out.
Yeah, but you were rude about it when you said he was on his way out.
Yeah, I was, because
he's done. Like, wipe your hands clean of him.
No, because he's focused on his modeling career. That's it.
Get out of here.
He's already... You can see it for a bit there. He kind of woke up. You can't say that he didn't have a... He had a rough, like, couple months there. He didn't do anything.
Yeah, but it's like a good bottle of wine. It takes a bit of time. It needs that little bit of age.
He's done in, like, 2 years. He'll be playing for the LA Galaxy. He's going to watch Miami FC. He's going to go play with Bex down at Miami FC, the new franchise.
When that day comes, it comes.
2020.
But he's still going to put up goals.
2020.
Because he's going to play in the MLS. I'm sorry to say, but there's not a lot of good players in the MLS. So,
yeah,
light it up. Keep going. I'm okay with this.
That's funny because, I don't know, we might get criticized for that, but I do not like the caliber of football in the MLS. No. I cannot watch it. Even my oldest kid who plays, he goes, he thinks it's kind of trash. I don't like MLS.
I'm not here to trash it. Soccer, footy, anything you want to call it, I'm good with.
You don't like it either. It is.
It's a good stage, though.
It is. It is. Like, it serves a purpose.
We have seen some of these players from MLS move forward with their
career. But I guess we've been spoiled, though, because what did we always have? We always had EPL, or we had. Not to say that EPL is like the best league in the world for caliber. There's good quality, and
there's a lot of good quality.
Yeah. Like, it's up there, but.
It's up there.
Pound for pound, I don't think. I don't think it's... I mean, it's the most exciting to watch by far.
Yeah.
That's a huge argument that we can get into.
I don't want to get started right now. Biting my tongue. I'm not going to this conversation.
That's a long one.
Not going to do this. But, once again, just to underline this once again.
Where were we again? Real Madrid.
Real Madrid. 3-1. Ronaldo scores 2. Okay, he is 9 goals behind Messi. With Messi only having 20. Okay. That's it. We'll talk about this later, I guess. I don't want to get into this again.
Yeah, but he's not here anymore. He is Ronaldo, and then last year he kind of tipped.
A goal's a goal, though, right? It doesn't matter how you score a goal, how a goal goes in. It doesn't matter how far you're tipping.
Yeah, but we're not talking goals. We're talking decline in play.
Just keep taking the shots. Sooner or later, that percentage is going to rise.
But you remember before, how many shots would you see him sky the ball and miss by like 10 meters? When would Ronaldo ever miss like that? Never really.
Let's just move on to the next game.
Big misses.
We can't board these
guys. He knows he's got nothing else to say. But the name or the goal from PSG in that Champions League game was sick.
Yes, it was.
It was a cross from Mbappe, and then Neymar backheeled it. Rabiot just walked into it and tucked it top corner. It was beautiful.
If scored a couple more of that, it would have been great. But
that's kind of where they kind of ran out of gas, and then Real Madrid just kept coming. And
good they did a great job.
And Liverpool.
FC Porto.
Like, Liverpool.
Hey, Valentine's Day still, you want to talk about a heartbreak?
Yeah.
5-0?
I didn't think it was going to be that out of hand. Like, that game got kind of rowdy in a minute.
They left the heart. They left the field with a broken heart. I'm sorry.
Like, Porto almost scored early, but then Sadio Mane, or, yeah, Sadio Mane, he scored the first one to kind of squeak through the keeper. But that was like 22 minutes in. And then the Salah goal. Did you see it?
Yes, I did.
Like, right in front of the keeper, and he heads it past, and the keeper's waving his hands right in his face. To have that presence of mind to do that under that much pressure, that guy's unreal.
Yeah.
Like, that kind of, to me, shows what level he's at.
I played keeper for a bit, I'm not going to lie. If I had that moment and I was realizing that was going to happen, I'd go out and punch the ball. And, of course, purposely miss it, knock the guy in the face.
Yeah, but, like, he was right in front of the keeper, and he had the keeper kind of, wait, what is he doing? Just gives it a flick pass and then tucks it away. It was
beautiful.
Yeah, it was crazy. Beautiful. And then third goal was the kind of a sitter. Firmino snuck in through the middle of the field, took a shot, ricocheted off, and then came in from the side and then tucked it in. And then, the other one was a cross in from Milner.
Oh, Milner, yeah.
And Firmino scored. He does his The karate kick celebration in it, everyone was talking about.
It was a good game, though.
Yeah, good.
I love seeing games that, you know, teams are putting up points.
Yeah.
And goals.
Yeah, goals are always good to see, even if they're getting blown out. You kind of feel bad for Porto, because it's kind of hard to be partial and likely what Liverpool does as a United supporter, but they've been.
Yeah.
They're exciting to watch. They're unreal. So,
yeah.
Good on Liverpool.
Europa League. Did you know on Thursday, there were 10 or more games played.
That is...
for Europa League. Like, wow. That's huge.
Ridiculous.
So we're not covering all the games. We... not gonna lie, we did pick and choose. I picked and choose. So, if you don't like the choices...
because there was so much, I didn't even know what to talk about.
I don't even know where to go from there. Thursday, I guess... you want to talk about the AC game?
Well, I mean, briefly, the game wasn't... AC just kind of dominated Ludogorets.
3-1? Yeah, or 3-0, sorry.
Yeah, I mean, it's Ludogorets. You kind of expect AC is a bigger club, and they're doing really well right now, so you kind of expect them to do well.
Yeah.
So, easy win for them.
Östersunds, hopefully I pronounced that right.
I think, pretty close.
Östersunds versus Arsenal.
Yeah, the Gunners.
Not bad.
Good for them with a win.
Yeah, 3-0.
Yeah, Ozil back on the score sheet, and then...
Monreal.
And the own goal from... Papagiannopoulos.
Oh, he did this last time.
He's got a couple under his belt. He's got a couple under his
belt. Episode 1 or 2. I remember I was talking about this.
Yeah, own goals.
Oh, I love it. I love to see that. Touch a little base on Celtics. Celtics won.
Yeah, I guess you got to talk about Celtic. But,
Celtics versus Zenit, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, 1-0 for Celtic.
Yeah, 1-0, and of course the only goal scored by McGregor.
McGregor.
A couple of them, but yeah, McGregor put one away. Can't really expect anything else. Thursday, Friday, we had some FA Cup again.
Yeah, again. Like, this, just jumping around. Everything's jumping around. You got FA Cup, and then you got this.
And I do feel bad for some of the players as well. And the teams, they're tired. Oh, you know, man, these players are out there, they're busting their butts.
Exhausted. I can imagine playing that many games.
And we're just, what are we at? We're pretty much like in the middle of...
well, we're getting closer to the end of all the cup stuff, because everyone's like FA Cup. We're in the sixth round now.
That's true. But things are finally starting. The heat's finally turning up on this. So.
Yeah, that's why it's so busy right now. Just everything's wrapping up. Champions League's back on. FA Cup is finishing up. The league championships are all finishing up. Yeah. All the league cups across the board. Like, and then it's like break and World Cup.
Yeah, so
it's
just, I'm okay with that. The World Cup.
Yeah, it's gonna be so depressing. I always get like depressed right after World Cup ends, and you're like, you're thinking in the back of your mind, like, yeah, what soccer do we got to watch? Oh, we got nothing until like August.
Like, might as well go outside and get some exercise. Throw me a ball.
Just get super sad.
Especially if I get shown up by Carducci.
Time to start training a little bit before we make one of these challenges again. So hopefully it doesn't work out too bad in our favor. But Friday FA Cup game.
Chelsea versus Hull City.
You know this one? Keep dropping my iPad.
That's
you know, this one brings up, we did a video, it was just a quick video a year ago when Cahill headbutted Ryan Mason. Late, he looked like he came in a bit late.
And it wasn't that
tried
late.
To make contact. There's been a lot of argument and discussion. I have the video up on our YouTube channel. It's got 335,000
views. Take a look at it. It wasn't a late header.
Those who have seen Cahill play and know what kind of player he is, he's the type of player that'll stick a challenge in and he will try to leave it to try to injure you.
But I'm not saying did I once say that he's not a little wee bit of a greasy player? Yeah. Of course he is. But from seeing the angle that I saw that replay on, he was going in. It was just the way the angle of that ball dropped. If it was in a different position,
Ryan Mason was in front. Cahill came over his shoulder and headed past like this. Late, knowing he wasn't going to make it.
It wasn't late.
He stuck it in. It was late. It was late. If you watch the right angle from the one that's beside
the net. We watched the same replay, and yeah. I got a different answer.
He just likes to argue with me for the sake of arguing sometimes.
When you're right, you got no choice but to put it out there.
He thinks he's right. There's a lot of arguing about it. People that say that they know how Cahill plays, in the comments, they've said
Cahill's But haters dirty. Are going to be haters. That's just the way it is.
Yeah, but you can tell me that Cahill doesn't play dirty. He doesn't do
Did I once things. Ever say that?
No, but then you can't disagree that isn't a dirty challenge. That it wasn't.
I can't agree that was a dirty challenge, though.
I don't see how. I don't know. We're watching.
Watch the replay. Different. Drop us some comments. Yeah. Do something.
We won't agree on this at all. I think it was dirty because Cahill is reckless and he is cheap and he's dirty. And he came in late knowing he wasn't going to get there. And he still stuck it in. And it just so happened that Mason head towards and ended up fracturing his skull. But Mason retired. The bottom line is, obviously, I mean, you wish him all the best in future and everything. And I don't think
I do feel bad for the guy for that injury. It does suck.
Yeah, but I don't think he meant to injure him to that extent. I'm not saying that, but he was late and he did stick it in because he wanted to let him feel something.
He was late.
Let he wasn't late. Something. He just said it. He just said he was late.
Yeah, and you actually just said it.
It was late. He says it's not late. I say it's late. We're going to argue about this for an hour because we looked at the same replay, and to him it doesn't look late, and to me it looks late. I think Cahill's a bit of a...
There's a reason why a lot of refs need to wear glasses.
Yeah. I have 20/20 vision, and this guy is talking about wearing glasses. You should get your prescription updated, I think. 20/20 vision. It was late. Cahill's a... I'm not even going to say it because I
wear my glasses for
try to be child friendly. Try to be child friendly with my comments here. You're making it hard right now because I don't like Gary Cahill.
I know. I love it.
But anyways, yeah, that game, I guess we really kind of strayed away from it. William with 2 goals, 4-0. Yeah. Giroud scores his first goal for Chelsea.
Yes, he did.
Good for him. Subbed off in the second half pretty early, like 60th minute.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
What else really from Friday? Do you have anything else from Friday?
Honestly, no.
Yeah, anything else? I mean, Monaco beat Dijon 4-0. That was really it.
That was the only other thing.
Leicester, Sheffield.
Another FA Cup game, though, Saturday.
Yeah.
I almost wanted to just skip past this game, but...
We got the win. 2-0.
Yeah.
United Huddersfield. Disappointing, like...
We had several opportunities to score that game. There were tons of times that ball was in the box and we couldn't find a head, we couldn't find a foot, or it was just people in the stupidest positions out there. I don't know. It was like we were chasing butterflies that game.
Yeah, I think it's like they're trying to move forward in the style of play where they're trying to be more of an attacking team and a little bit more direct, but then you play guys like Michael Carrick. And I'm sorry, but he's a bit of a dinosaur when it comes to
One of my favorite dinosaurs still.
He's done huge. He's massive. He's done the greatest things, but he's not fast. And Alexis Sanchez is.
And you can see the frustration on his face that game, though.
Yeah. When I did feel he bad. Likes to slow up the play, but you got guys like Sanchez and even Lingard and the young guys that just, they get the ball at their feet and they want to push forward and be more direct. And that's what's making City so successful is that they play that style. Correct. But we still got like the likes of Carrick
kind of almost feels like Rooney's still there in spirit, though, because the game they're playing is...
It suited Rooney perfect.
Right?
Yeah, but, I don't know. I think it's time for some of those names can go. Carrick's done huge things for United, and he'll kind of be... He's kind of got a bit of a legend status at United.
Yeah.
For what he's done and the titles he's won, but...
But there was a couple positives that game, though. Yeah. Lukaku scored 2.
Yeah, but like he just keeps scoring. Even though I think he's so sloppy in the way he plays. Like, he's just all over the place. It seems like he trips over the ball a lot. But he's big and strong, and he hangs onto the ball, and he scores goals.
Yeah, like the first goal. Like he outpowered him.
Yeah, that's how it was. Just muscle, sheer power. I was happy to
see that.
And then the second goal, Alexis Sanchez fed him to the middle and
walked part of that one away.
Alexis Sanchez just, you know, at times when he's got that freedom in that space, he's fantastic. Phenomenal player.
Well, let's run to Sunday. What is it? Rochdale versus Tottenham 2-2 final. Quick, simple, easy draw, but I don't
know. I did not expect that to happen.
I'm not sure what happened with Tottenham that game. They did not look
like they kind of looked a little switched off a bit.
Yeah.
And then,
it's not like the typical Tottenham we've seen play the last few weeks.
Yeah, because they made some changes to their team, but still Kane was playing.
Almost no excuse behind that.
Yeah. But you have Rochdale with a late equalizer, 94th minute. Fourth minute of injury time, tied up after Kane scored a penalty in the 88th minute go up 2-1. Like, it's not like they were leading for the whole game. It was just kind of a sloppy game
all the way through. Nobody was out to play that game.
The good on Rochdale forced that replay. Tottenham.
Yeah, that's true. Let's jump into some Sunday. Let's go into some Torino.
Oh, there's the FA Cup game that was on Monday as well. The City Wigan.
That was just played today. Do we want to talk about that today?
Sure, why not? Might as well. We were just talking about FA Cup.
Okay.
And plus, I want to talk about City because City
lost. City did lose.
Sorry, I got a little excited just because I saw it. Oh, City lost. City's out of the FA Cup.
Yeah, that's true. City did lose.
And it's to
they lost something, and I'm okay with that.
Yeah, at least they lost something.
I think they're going to hold that lead in the EPL, but...
Yeah, oh yeah, that's
we're done, but...
But that kind of takes away would you call the FA Cup part of the treble? You got the Premier League, the Champions League, and then the FA Cup would be the third one of the treble, so...
Yeah, you want to
no
be
treble.
There. See you later. I'm sorry. Okay with that.
Yeah. I don't know, I'm just really happy they lost
something.
Red card. We were kind of arguing this red card, too, a little bit.
Oh, God, this red card.
Fabian Delph. He stuck. He came in cleats up. He said because of the turf.
He got his heel stuck in the turf.
He followed through.
You go watch it. It's just like,
He took ball and he was trying to take everything with him.
It's like a speeding car going down. I didn't think it was a lot of ice and snow.
But it looked like.
And you wobble, wibble, wobble, whatever you want to call it. But come on, man.
I don't think it was worthy of a red card.
No.
I think it was a yellow card.
Or a warning.
Oh, yellow card for sure. Okay, fine, cleats card. Up. Like, he went in cleats up. Whether is
your pro player. It was not red card worthy. Not red card worthy.
No, but he looked like he pulled out the yellow first, and then he got swarmed by all the Wigan players.
Oh.
And then.
You tell me that would have persuaded you as a ref?
Red card. And then all of a sudden he puts it away, he turns around, comes back, and he pulls out a red. And Aguero's like grabbing him and pushing him. But Aguero's like this big. The ref turned around to see where he was grabbing him and couldn't see anybody. Little Aguero pulling his jersey.
I wish I was there bringing a little milk crate. And
pick him up. Hold him up. I can't say anything. I'm short too, so Aguero's probably the same height as me.
Hopefully shorter.
Yeah, I hope so too. Okay, so that's it for FA Cup.
That's it. That's fine.
And not much in the world of
Canadian soccer, you know.
No, they announced a couple exhibition games, but it's funny because the Calgarians, as much as we want to follow and care about our national team, none of the games come here.
Nobody wants to play here. Calgary's a high caliber city as well.
Yeah. Like, I know we don't have a stadium, but I'm sure you can cram them into McMahon. Somebody's got to do something.
They have to.
Like, we can't. There's I don't no expect excuse. Calgarians to get There's excited no about soccer when we don't get to watch any national team games. Right. We have to go to Edmonton. Regina gets them. There's 200,000 people in Regina.
I don't want
to
talk about Edmonton. But yeah, Regina.
Like, Regina, there was a La Liga game in Regina. How does that happen? We have over a million people in our city and we can't get a damn game here. Like,
it's sad. Unless the mayor's cheap. But that's political. I don't want to get into that.
Yeah, I mean, it is. That's a political thing. Yeah.
I don't want to pull
that's
a LeBron
the one thing
James.
We're never going to talk. We're going to stay away from the political stuff. But we need Canada Soccer to come to Calgary so Calgarians can care a bit more.
Correct.
Right now, you don't know anything about these players. You don't get to see them play, so why would they care?
Yeah.
Why would the kids here care?
That is true.
No idea who half of these people are because you never see them play. So.
Gotta get their names out there some way, somehow.
Bring Canadian soccer, Canada soccer, international soccer to Calgary.
Yeah.
Give us something here.
Sure.
Can't always rely on Foothills to provide us with the entertainment locally.
That's also very true. Can't happen.
Yeah.
But shall we leave? Shall we get out of here?
I think that's it. So stay tuned to the Carducci 5-shot challenge. We'll be coming in the next couple weeks here. Probably next week. No, I don't think we're going to be able to shoot it this week, next week.
Yeah.
But that's the idea.
It'll be good. It'll be fun. Well, yeah, I guess.
Once again.
Yeah, definitely once again. Episode 6 completed. Simon.
Harry.
Coming back to you from Control V. Thank you once again.
To swing on down, 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 and stop. You know what I'm saying? So he can get on. Now this is what we doing. We playing the role of that sweet cherry, and we swinging down to pick you up.